Recently, Governor Tony Evers issued an order withdrawing 112 members of the Wisconsin National Guard from our nation's southwestern border. That was the wrong decision. I'm State Representative Tony Kurtz, and as an Army pilot who flew Apache helicopters along the U.S.-Mexican border, I know the important role these missions play in the fight for border security and against the illegal drugs. Since 1989, presidents from both parties have committed resources to this border mission. In 2006, the Wisconsin National Guard supported a two-year border mission under Democrat Governor Jim Doyle. Now it appears that Governor Evers is neglecting our responsibilities and using our troops as political pawns, and I don't think that's right. Additionally, my fellow veterans and I in the Assembly Republican Caucus raised concerns over a provision in the governor's budget that allows undocumented immigrants to receive in-state tuition after only 3 years of being present in the state. By comparison, veterans who were not Wisconsin residents at the time they served in the military must be residents of the state for 5 years before receiving their full tuition benefits under the Wisconsin GI Bill. It's time to get our priorities straight. Let's put our military and veterans ahead of politics.